Well, they're always planting seeds of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Amen. Okay, take your Bible in your hands, shake it all about, and let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, ever, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. Things I want to do, I don't do. And the things I don't want to do, that I do. That's what Paul said. There's nothing good in the flesh, is what he said. He was afraid of his own life because your sin nature just takes over and wants to climb in. But for the sake of the fact that we've been born again and become brand new righteous creations of Christ, that's why old things have passed away completely. Your sin nature goes and you get God's nature. You had the devil nature until you were born again. Once you got born again, you got God nature. Let us create mankind in our image and in our likeness. That's the nature we started out with. Sin nature of the devil came, and then God came and rectified that mess, and we now get that God nature back into our lives when we receive him. See, the reason why we're going through this is God's going to show us who we actually are. And once you know who you are, the devil can come to you and he will not be able to get over on you because you'll say, no, 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 it is written. Like Jesus did. Amen. This stuff we're getting right here now, I'm telling you, it'll be power. It'll be that sword coming out of your mouth that'll chop and dice the devil to pieces. Amen. But you've got to go with this and you've got to work with it. Amen. Amen. And so man is afraid of his own self. He has no sense of his own legal right to stand in the Father's presence without condemnation. He doesn't have a complete understanding that I've got a legal right. Legally, what Jesus Christ did, legally I can come boldly into the throne of grace and stand before a holy God. Now remember, only the high priest was allowed to go into the holiest of holies. Remember, you had the outer court, the holy place or the inner court, and the holiest of holies. Three sections. The man, Cain, was allowed into the outer court. And then only the Levitical priesthood could go into the inner court or the holy place. And only one man, the high priest, could go into the holiest of holies. Amen. We could never get in. No one could get in. In actual fact, it took a minister, a Levitical priest, to take your request to God. You couldn't go direct. Yeah? And it took a prophetic person, a prophet of God, to tell you what God said. You couldn't hear direct. Come on. Amen. But when Jesus Christ was crucified, remember when he put his head down and said, it's finished. What happened? The veil, the big veil that separated them from the holiest of holies. And only you could come up to the first one you could go in, the Levitical second one, but the third one, only the high priest could go in. That whole curtain, which was 12 inches thick, leather, tore from the top down to, it split in two. What did that represent? The fact that God said, now everyone can come into my presence. He broke that thing down. He took it away. Now when you receive him, you can go in. If you don't receive him, there's no way you can. Let me say this. This is going to kind of shock some of you. God doesn't allow a sinner into his presence until he's received his son. Until he receives his son, Jesus, for the remittance of his sin, he cannot come into the presence. Nothing unholy can come into the presence of God. Moses said, Lord, show me who you are. Show me your face. I want to see you. Moses, a man like that. And God said to me, you can't see my face. You won't be able to live. He said, however, I'll put you in the cleft of the rock, block your eyes, and when I walk past, I'll let you see the hinds behind me.
That's right. Amen.
Right? No longer. Not only you can come face to face with God now, because of what Jesus Christ did, split that thing down the middle, opened up the gates, opened up the heavens directly to you and me. I go directly to God, and He comes back directly to me. This is a huge thing that Jesus Christ did. Amen? And these people, a lot of Christians, it's the saddest thing, is Christians don't know who they are in Christ. If you said that I'm a child of God and I'm righteousness, they would throw you out of their churches. They don't know they have a legal right to walk and talk with God. Can you say amen? That's why mankind is always looking. Listen to me. That's why, because he's got this thing about condemnation. He doesn't know he's got a legal right to stand before the God without this feeling of condemnation and guilt. That's why he's always looking for someone who can pray the prayer of faith for him. I know Christians, listen to me. I know Christians who can pray for everybody on the planet but themselves. They've come to this altar many times. They can pray for someone. They say to me, Pastor, I pray for someone. They get healed. They get the job. They get this and that. But I can't pray for myself, because he doesn't know he's got a legal standing, a legal right, no condemnation, no sin consciousness. He's righteous. Listen to what I'm saying tonight. This is huge in the body of Christ. It's massive. Now, if you want to disagree with it, that's fine. That's your decision. But I'm telling you what God's telling me, amen? So, instead of looking for someone to pray the prayer of faith for that person, now I know he says, are there any sick among you? Let me call for the elders of the church. Let them pray the prayer of faith or raise the sick, all of that. Yeah, we understand that. But we can do it ourselves and for ourselves and for anybody else. That's why Jesus was so powerful. He was so powerful. He knew who he was. He knew he was righteous. And he would just multiply the loaves, and he would call out bravely and boldly, Lazarus, come out. He could do all of that. He would walk on the water. He knew who he was. He didn't have any doubt. The devil tried to trick him. He said, get out of here. Get behind me, Satan. Peter said to him, no, you're not going to the cross. Far be it for you. He said, get behind me, Satan. Right. Wasn't Peter was Satan. Was a spirit trying to stop Jesus going to the cross. Okay, go with me to 2 Corinthians. The question is, because of all this going on, where we needed the atonement, we needed the remittance, we needed the forgiveness, the question is, has God provided a redemption that cures this sin disease? It's really a disease. The sin disease. Has God provided a redemption that cures that? And if God hasn't planned and prepared to take it out of man during his earth walk, while he's in the earth, man can never stand upright before God, can never stand in his presence, because redemption works only in this age. Amen. See, I used to pray for people in purgatory. They died. I don't know about you, but any of you ever prayed for people that were in purgatory? If you don't receive your right standing in the here and now, while you're alive, while you can pinch yourself and feel it, you ain't going to be righteous. You're done. You're done. There's no after the fact. You're going to receive it here and now. Now that gets some people upset. Because you get the Oprah Winfrey saying there's more ways to God than one. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no woman, anywhere on this planet comes to God the Father except him by me and through the cross. So we preach truth in this church. And sometimes truth is hard to take, and people get really funky about that kind of stuff. Amen. But if God did not prepare something for us in this earth, while we're walking and talking this earth, then we will never get it, because redemption can only take place in the earth. When you're still in your natural state, your natural body, with a spiritual man, you'll change. Can you say amen? But the good news is God has made the provisions. 2 Corinthians 5:17, out of the Passion, listen to what he says here. If anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new, creation. I put that one in that translation because it says it the way I like to hear it. Entirely new, not a part of me new. Not a piece of me has been made new. I haven't been refurbished. I haven't been healed in my spirit. I've been recreated. Absolutely brand new. Look what he says here. He says, entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Sin consciousness has been taken care of, has vanished. You become entirely new, a brand new species. Now, I've got a footnote that says over here, this would include our old identity, our life of sin, the power of Satan, the religious works of trying to please God for acceptance. Anybody been there? Anybody still there? Oh, yes. Okay. Trying to please God, our old relationship with the world and our old mindsets. We are not reformed or simply refurbished. We are made completely new by our union with Christ and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you hear? That's a footnote in this translation. Sweet Lord. And then it goes on to say, behold, everything is fresh and new. Or behold, a new order has come. You weren't just a portion made right. You weren't just refurbished. You weren't plastered over. Your sin wasn't covered over. It was taken away. As far as the east is from the west, it was removed out of your life. Psalm 107 verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed your transgression from you. No longer covered, removed. Removed as if you had never sinned a day in your life. The old sin nature of the devil is taken out of you. And the God nature is put inside of you. This is huge, folks. This is huge. Oh my God. The Voice translation says, therefore, if anyone is united with the Anointed One, are you united with the Anointed One, Jesus Christ? That person, the one anointed with him, is a new creation. The old life is gone, and see, a new life has begun. Amen. God did a supernatural work in us when he did what he did. He took away all of that filth and dirt and sin nature and devilship in our lives, and he broke it. And he said, I'm creating you brand new again. The way you were in the garden before Adam and Eve fell. Let us create man in our image and in our likeness. So he created man in his image and in his likeness. And then sin came. He went into the likeness of the devil. You see, you can't have a sin nature and a righteous nature, because then you'd have two fathers. You'd have the devil as a father and God as a father. You've got to have one or the other. And it's up to us to choose in this life. The Living Translation. When someone becomes a Christian, he becomes a brand new person inside. He's not the same anymore. A new life has begun. Wow. So what God did was he planned to impart his own nature into man, taking out the nature of sin and replacing it with his own nature. He took the nature of sin out of us, and he put his nature into us. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. That's why I thank God I stopped saying I'm a sinner saved by grace. Wow. I'm a righteous man saved by grace. Thank you very much. Can you say amen? And this is what will destroy the sin consciousness when you start to understand this and you start to stand on that. Righteous consciousness will empower you. Sin consciousness will destroy you.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Find out more at synergymagnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
The current service schedule for Christ Family Church with Pastor Dr. Gerard Curry is going to be at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. beginning March the 16th at the Tradition Town Hall. Their main location is at